Well, February is just around the corner, which means we should be getting the first matchup between Carolina and Duke men's basketball programs, the greatest rivalry in all of sports. And with that also comes another great rivalry between the two schools' student bodies and two linchpin organizations in the community. It is time for the third annual rivalry challenge between the Chronicle student newspaper at Duke and the Daily Tar Heel at UNC. It is officially underway, and both papers are working to fundraise in order to help keep their staff prepared to cover all kinds of stories that Duke and UNC communities bring. Joining us on the phone to tell us more is Evan Colon, the sports editor for the Chronicle, and Jared McMasters, the sports editor for the Daily Tar Heel. Thanks so much for calling in to talk about this great fundraiser, guys.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So there's no doubt that this past year is certainly different for everybody, maybe more so for college students than others with how everything has been going, especially student journalists who, on top of taking classes, you guys are also working to make sure that you guys have stories covered. I'm curious to what it's been for each of your teams at the different papers as students are working remotely or even living away from their communities. And Jared, let's start with you. What has the experience been like so far with the Daily Tar Heel, just responding to the pandemic and covering all the stories that have come out of it?
Yeah, it's been interesting, you know, just from an office perspective for us. You know, we've done a lot of similar stuff to other companies and everything where, you know, we're making the transition to Zoom, doing edits with our writers and reading stories and things like that, and doing a lot of Zoom press conferences and interviews and things like that. But we're also, you know, making the change to covering a lot of games remotely, whether that's, you know, watching on TV like a lot of fans, and then zooming in for post-game press conferences with Roy Williams or whomever, and just a lot of stuff like that, just trying to keep everyone safe, but at the same time, you know, provide the great coverage that we're used to.
And Evan, how about you guys over at the Chronicle? How has this transition been, and how are you guys holding up in terms of being able to make sure that you get all of your coverage done despite these challenges?
Yeah, similar to what Jared said, we were already on the track to doing more and more stuff remotely, but having to transition to everything being remote or virtually everything being remote has been a challenge, both in terms of, you know, not having that office camaraderie that we usually have, and also, you know, sort of engaging with our audience in different ways than we've been able to do before. But I'm, you know, proud of my staff for being able to adjust on the fly. And I think we've done a great job in making sure that our coverage of Duke athletics and Duke in general, you know, really good, and, you know, a great way in, you know, covering Duke sports in a way that our audience enjoys and, you know, engaging for the people that read our newspaper.
Well, you mentioned that, Evan, and I think it's the reason you guys are doing this fundraiser. Student journalism is absolutely critical to most communities, but especially these too, where you guys provide some really great coverage to stories on campus and in the surrounding community, and provide some great perspective, not just as people who are trying to learn the industry, but, you know, truly adding to the news landscape that we have here. And so I'm curious to what some of the coverage is that you're most proud of, either in this last year or your time with the Chronicle. You know, what are some of the things you are most proud of and that kind of highlights that importance to the community?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's tough to pinpoint something specifically right now, but I think in general, there's been so many changes over the past, you know, we're almost at, you know, nearly a calendar year since, you know, all these changes sort of started happening. So I think our ability to make clear exactly what's going on and, you know, relay the important news to our audience, you know, and prioritizing that above all else with, you know, all the changes and all, you know, especially there's been more, you know, imminent news regarding public safety and making sure that people are aware of what's going on within Duke athletics and within Duke in general. So I think our ability to relay that news, you know, especially given the fact that we're all doing this remotely and this is really unprecedented for us as well. That's something I'm proud of my entire staff for.
And how about you guys over at the Daily Tar Heel, Jared?
Yeah, I think it's always important to note that when you use the phrase student journalism, it's also important to note independent student journalism just as much, because you know, at the DTH, we're not funded by UNC or receive any funding from the university in that way. So we just do our best to try and provide, you know, unbiased and objective stories and coverage for the community on the university, both, you know, in daily life on campus and in athletics and things like that. But yeah, that just as a university or as a paper as a whole, covering the university, that's something that I think is always important for us. But for sports specifically, if I can give a shout out to Brian Keyes, who was our sports editor last semester, one thing on the desk that we're really proud of that was a project that he sort of spearheaded was our Women's in Sports initiative, where we try and do weekly features on someone from a women's sports team or a woman in athletics at UNC or in, you know, local high schools in the area and things like that, to try and shine a spotlight on them. Because, you know, at times it can be, sports journalism can seem like a male-dominated field and everything, and we just think it's important to uplift those voices and those people and their stories.
We're speaking with Jared McMasters, the sports editor for the Daily Tar Heel, who you heard there. We're also on the phone with Evan Colin, the sports editor for the Chronicle over at Duke University. And we're speaking with you guys because it is time for the Rivalry Challenge once again, the third year that the two papers are doing this fundraiser. And Evan, I'm going to turn back to you here. Can you give us a little bit more information on either how the Rivalry Challenge came to be or what it really entails for this year in particular and how people can participate?
Yeah, so I'll start off with how it came to be. I believe it started 2 years ago, entering the first UNC game in 2019. And what we're really proud of over at both the Chronicle and the Daily Tar Heel is it's really inspired a bunch of others around the country. I know, Michigan and Ohio State have one, a bunch of other rivalries around the country. So it's really starting to become more of a national thing, where these competing newspapers sort of join together in their big rivalry game, whether it be a basketball game or a football game. And how people can stay involved is really donating to, you know, either the Daily Tar Heel or the Chronicle. You know, every donation goes to support student journalism during this, you know, unprecedented time, and, you know, allows us to continue to do the important things that we do. You know, and outside of that, you know, there's a couple events that we're having. You know, one thing is we're doing a trivia challenge. I believe it's February 4th at 7 p.m. You know, you can find the link to that on our social media accounts and our website. You can find the link to donate on our social media and our websites. So yeah, those are just a couple of things that we're doing, and, you know, all of it, again, is going back to support the important things that we're doing as we're doing them during these unprecedented times.
And Jared, turning now back to you, there's also a special edition Rivalry Challenge paper that should be hitting the shelves next week too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So our joint print edition, which will be, one half will be the Daily Tar Heel issue, and then you'll sort of, the way we envision it is you'll sort of reach this giant center spread in the middle, and you'll flip the paper over and get to the Chronicle issue for the second half of the giant print edition. That copy will actually, the physical print copy will be mailed to anyone who donates at least $25, but it'll also be available in you know, all the boxes we have around campus and in the area and things like that.
And so be on the lookout for that. Another great way to be supporting journalism, supporting student organizations here in our community, both at Carolina and also at Duke. Be sure to check out both of those papers' websites as well, the Daily Tar Heels website and the Chronicles, for more information on how to donate and to learn more about the Rivalry Challenge. And Evan Colin, Jared McMasters, thanks so much for joining us again today to speak about this. This was really fun.
Yeah, thank you for having us on.